Dr. Dana Varble is the Chief Veterinary Officer for the North American Veterinary Community. She also has a practice here in Chicago. Dana, why do my dogs follow me to the bathroom? Does everybody's dogs? It's like a parade. It's like a parade.
They do, right? They just want to be near you, of course. But, you know, in case you weren't aware, dogs are actually in on a big secret that there's an escape hatch in all of our bathrooms, and they're worried we're going to sneak out one day, and no one is going to be around at dinner time. But no, I just think they like keeping you company, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, get back. Just get back. Give me a little breathing room. Someone sent in a text and said, my rescue dog just underwent his second and third treatments for heartworm. What are the chances that this procedure doesn't work? Boy, that's tough.
It is. I mean, the interesting thing about heartworm, of course, is that it's so much easier to prevent it than treat it. So the good news is prevention is really easy, right? Once a month pills, once a month tablets. Sometimes you can go to your vet now for an injection once every 6 months or even just once a year. So that's always the way to go. But in rescue situations, this happens quite frequently. And the good news is treatment has also improved. It used to be really dramatic, painful, and pretty risky. But the good news is it's much easier on the dog, much easier on us as the dog's owners. And the success rates are actually incredibly high. So hang in there. Keep with your vet's advice, because everything most likely is going to be okay.
Okay. Mike's on the phone. Mike, you're a dog guy. You got a question for the doctor?
Yeah.
How you doing, doctor?
Good.
Good. I have a beagle, and she's got like a ball, a little like a tennis ball on her left leg, front paw.
Okay.
I went to vets, and they said because of her age, and they really don't want to put her through that. Do you know, have any idea what that could be?
You know, good news is that most of these lumps and bumps are benign growths, so don't panic. You know, our tendency when we see these things is to get really worried, right? We're worried they're going to get bigger, or that something bad is going to happen, or that they're full of cancer. But older dogs get lumps and bumps all the time. The vast majority, like I said, are benign. They're fatty lumps or they're cysts. So keep an eye on it. Take some pictures too, right? We have all these wonderful little computers that we're carrying around in our pockets. Take some pictures because it's going to hopefully change really, really slowly. And if that's the case, we just want to kind of monitor how fast it's changing, how big it gets, if the color's changing or something else that may indicate something more is going on. And by all means, if you're starting to notice those big changes, give your vet a call and you guys can have another talk about whether it's worth pursuing further. But no real need to panic, especially if you've already had your veterinarian take a look at it.
I call them old dog bumps. And the older they get, the more they start popping up everywhere.
Yeah, some dogs seem to are more prone to them for whatever reason. There's probably a genetic component. We're not sure why. And these poor old dogs come in and they're lumpy and bumpy, but they're happy, right? So, well.
Dr. Dana Varble is the Chief Veterinary Officer for the North American Veterinary Community. I saw on my cat, Bruno, he's an orange tabby, and I thought, what's that little black thing on your chin, Bruno? And I looked at it, and I thought, oh, he must have got something under there. And then the other day, it was bigger. So, of course, I Googled, you know, black thing on my dog's chin. And I can't say, like, it's any one thing. It seems to be, like, all in the fur and chin acne for cats came up. There's such a thing as cats getting acne on their face?
They do. Cats get acne. How strange is that, right? And they're not teenagers when it happens. Yeah. They tend to be adults. Yeah, they get this, like, it's sort of gross. You feel bad for them. And you know what's really funny is it really looks like blackheads and kind of resembles those, like, really goofy but satisfying blackhead videos that everyone's obsessed with on YouTube.
Yeah,
so
gross.
Looks very similar. It's super gross. Yep. But most of the time it's from a combination of skin irritation and maybe a little bit of a bacterial infection as well. A lot of times there's just extra bacteria there. Some individuals just get like one or two, just like some teenagers just get like one or two pimples. But other patients get a ton and they get really icky and crusty, and then we need to do something for them.
Okay.
What I always tell people, Lisa, what I'm going to tell you, if your kitty's got a plastic bowl, plastic can sometimes hold extra bacteria, extra moisture. Get rid of it. Look for like ceramic or a metal bowl that could maybe help prevent that.
My environmentalist friends are not going to like this, but he eats off of a paper plate because I have dogs and there is no dish safe in the house for a cat when there are dogs on the prowl.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. So look at that water bowl too, but maybe okay. Your cat's just going to be one of those teenagers who's, this is a one-time thing too.
Linda is on the phone. Linda, I know you've got a cat as well. What's your question for Dr. Varble?
Yeah. Actually, my question, I have a dog.
Okay.
And she is 14 years old. She's a mixed Maltese, and she's very spry and active. However, when she wakes up in the morning or even from a nap during the day, she wakes up sneezing. Is it something I should be concerned about?
It's sort of interesting, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's more of a gee whiz interesting. I don't know that I'm too worried about that. Now, is it worth going to the vet and making sure she's healthy in other ways? You know, yeah, make sure you go for her annual exam. And at 14, really, we should be doing twice a year exams. Maybe talk to your vet about, is it time to do some blood work? Again, make sure nothing else is coming up. But sometimes we see allergies in older dogs, or sometimes with these little guys, to be honest. They are under the couch and under the bed, and a lot of times they're getting irritants, especially dust, in their face. And that may be why she's sneezing, too. So, again, might not be a very big deal at all. I don't know that I'd be too worried. But at her age, it's always good to double check.
Okay, let's check in with Jody. Jody's on line 3. I know you want to talk to Dr. Varble. What's your question?
Hi, Jody.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I have an Aussie. She's about a year and a half old now. And when I turn on the hairdryer or if I turn on the vacuum or even chopping vegetables, she gets very agitated. She barks at me.
Okay.
She jump up and lunge at it. She's
oh, wow.
Just right out of the blue, all of a sudden she'll come running.
Yeah. So she's having what we call, those are all signs of noise phobia or noise anxiety. And unfortunately, she sounds like she's the right age for it. She's a young adult. She's through her puppy stages of curiosity and getting reinforcement for things. And now she's developed some, unfortunately, some undesirable behavior patterns. So it might be time to talk to a trainer, look to your veterinarian for a referral to a trainer to help ease her through those things. It's probably going to take some training, though, because something, and sometimes you don't know why, to be honest. Sometimes there was something that started it. But for some reason, she's associating these noises with something that's making her extremely nervous and anxious. Mm. And the good news is you caught it early. She's young. We still have a chance to fix this. She's only a year and a half old. She's going to be easier to train at this age, and it might get to the point where she doesn't care at all. So that's the good news.
Yeah, that is good news. Dr. Dana Varble, thank you for always jumping on the Lisa Dent Show and sharing free information with everyone. Can people follow you online, or do you have a website?
I don't have a website. Of course, you're welcome to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I do post some fun vet things there. But the other place to really find great veterinary news is through our company at North American Veterinary Community or NAVC.com.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lisa. You too.
Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.